Okay, so in defining eras, Rav Shlomo Fischer once explained that what's this secret when Rishonim end and Achronim begin? So he said that there was no bas kol that came out and said, okay, that's it, you're no longer Rishonim, you're Achronim. As we learned over here in our halacha class a month ago, we learned the tshuva of Rav Moshe, where he discusses that the Gra could argue on Rishonim. And everyone agreed he could. All the Talmidei Chachamim of his dar. Rav Moshe has a beautiful tshuva discussing why the Gra could do what no one else could. So that means that even though the eras had changed, there were still giant people. There's the famous story of someone once asked, how come the Shagas Aryeh can argue on the Shulchan Aruch and Rishonim? So they said, when you learn like the Shagas Aryeh, then you'll know why he could argue on right? So the Shagas Aryeh died with his bookshelf crashing down on him, and that's how he died. And the famous story goes that he said, they all got back at me. All the Rishonim I wrote against, that his dying words were, they came back, they got me. The idea, Rav Shlomo Fischer explained, was that we reached a point where the Talmidei Chachamim felt they weren't on the same level as their predecessors. And it was a self-imposed understanding. I can't argue on them. They just know more than me. Now, to say that things changed between now and 50 years ago, it's a tough call. It's a very tough call. Because let's take the example you gave of Rav Moshe. In Rav Moshe's lifetime, people would ask him about kashering a microwave. And he would say, ask my son. And Rav David Feinstein argued on his father. His father wasn't sure if you could kasher a microwave, and he was sure you could. And so Rav Moshe didn't want to answer the question. He'd say, ask my son. And Rav David, who Baruch Hashem is still with us, would argue on his father, and he'd say, you could. They once brought him a peanut chew. And they said, your father said it's Adama. So he said, no, it's a shehakol. So they said, your father said it's Adama. He said, my father doesn't know what a peanut chew is. It's a shehakol. And the same thing with a few other things that they asked him. Coming back to here, I'm saying to say that the eras changed 20 years ago, I'm not convinced at all. I'm not at all convinced. I'm saying I hope not. Bad news for us if it did. I certainly hope not. The eras don't change because people say they do. The Talmidei Chachamim have to decide whether they're up to par and they could argue on their predecessors or not. A Talmud once came to Rav David and asked him a certain halacha. He said, am I supposed to make a bracha now? So he said, no. So the Talmud said, but the Mishnah Berurah says yes. So the Talmud told me that Rav David said to him, this story goes back 40 years ago, Rav David said to him, can I argue on the Mishnah Berurah? So he said, well, yeah. So he said, okay, so if the Mishnah Berurah says yes, and I say no, so Safik brachos lehakel, you have to listen to me, so don't make a bracha. And that's Rav David, who's still with us today. I think that the punchline of the story was that Rav David held that that's not pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. But that doesn't matter. I'm saying he'd be willing to rule against the Mishnah Berurah. So I'm not sure I would say that the era changed. I don't think so. And again, it's not defined by what the common folk say. The Talmidei Chachamim decided, and just as they decided that the Gra could, if they wouldn't have agreed with the Gra that he could argue on Rishonim, they would have put him in Cheirim. I'm saying no one would have accepted it. You have all kinds of quacks that say all kinds of things, and people just ignore them. There are always quacks. There are quacks today who say they can argue on the Shulchan Aruch and on other things. People just ignore them. Okay, so there have always been quacks. That's irrelevant. But when you're as big as the Gra, and people are listening to you, so then if you try to say something like that, no one's going to be quiet. People are going to come out against you. And that's part of what Rav Moshe writes. That being that the Gra's Talmidim were all the giants of the time, they were the officiating rabbis of the time, and they agreed with him that he could argue on the Shulchan Aruch, that's what gave him the credence from our perspective. He knew he had the credence because he knew what he knew. But how am I supposed to know if he knew what he was supposed to know? That I know because the rabbis in his era accepted that he could do it.